So if you're listening, the phenomenal Tiffany Haddish is with us today at Not Cool, which is unbelievable. I can't even take it. Boy, boy, you know her from the catchphrase, she ready.
Yeah. She is ready.
Oh, my God. For Girls Trip, the last black unicorn. Oh, my God. So many things. By the way, I listened to your book.
Well, thank you.
I try to read. I'm better listening. So if you want to get her book, The Last Black Unicorn, it's on Audible.
Last Black Unicorn.
I said unicorn.
Yeah, you did. It's like a uniformal unicorn.
You know how it is, Trisha.
It's Tiffany Haddish, The Last Black Unicorn.
I
got a children's book too, Tiffany. It was Layla, The Last Black Unicorn.
I saw that too. Also on Audible.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
So
both of them. I read on both of them.
You do. It says narrated by Tiffany Haddish.
Yep.
Tabitha Hawthorne.
Also known as Tabitha Harris.
Which I just found out, by the way, your middle name is Sarah Cornelius.
Cornelia.
Cornelia! So far, I'm 0 for 2.
I don't have a penis yet, but we'll see what God does.
0 for 2. It is well known. I don't get any name right. Do you understand that? Like, there has been every podcast so far, I've said something wrong. Bobby Lee.
You got my main name right.
I did.
Then you tried to drop my government shit in there. I see what you
did. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I don't want to bring the government into it.
It's all good. Not cool.
What? It ain't
not
cool.
Not cool.
It ain't cool with me.
Not cool.
Oh, my God. I did that. Bobby Lee came
now
on
I'm
here.
Now I'm about to tell everybody your social security.
Go ahead. They don't want it. There's nothing good associated with it. So, he was on a TV show, Reservoir Dog. I said, so you're on Reservation. Or no, he's on a show called Reservation Dog. I said, you're on the show Reservoir Dogs, which is a dang movie.
Yeah, that is a movie.
That's a full-blown movie. Yeah. So I'm 0 for 4 probably.
But at least you're in the range. You know, at least it started with an R. You okay?
That's not good.
You okay?
What's the most not cool thing about you?
Most not cool thing about me? I'm gonna just be honest. My bedroom is a mess.
Okay.
My bedroom is a mess. My sink is cluttered with all kind of stuff. Yes, that is. Yes. Sometimes I trip over shit that I just leave on the floor. I do that. I will throw. You know what else is not cool about me? And
what?
I had to cuss myself out about this.
What?
I had just threw the maxi pad wrapper on the floor because I was like, nobody's coming up here. Like, nobody's coming up here. I'll pick it up later. Like, there are 3 maxi pad wrappers on the floor in my bathroom. That's not cool.
I mean, but it's okay.
But nobody come up there, so. But I'm going to pick them up when I get home.
That's okay. I do the same
thing. And there's
thing.
A big pile of clothes in the corner.
In your home?
And yeah, where I be sleeping at.
Okay. Well, I didn't know, maybe because you're going to an event, maybe they put you up in a hotel.
Now, in a hotel, I know, no. I mean, I keep, because I don't bring a lot, so. I'm lying, I bring a lot. It's always a big pile of shit in the corner when I'm in a hotel. You be like, Tiffany, how long you plan on being here? We supposed, like, I'm like 3 days. Like 3, you got enough for 2 weeks? Because I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to do a wardrobe change.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I brought activities.
Mm-hmm. What activities do you bring? I'm an activity. I get it. What activity do you bring?
I brought the CD. I bring the CD case of Verbal Advantage.
Okay.
And IQ.
Okay.
That's some, you know, exercise your eyeballs and everything. Keep you where, you know, so you don't need glasses.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta follow the little thing on the screen and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I also have a little mathematics program that I got that, you know, and then hooked on phonics. I always stay brushed up on that.
Uh-huh.
So one suitcase is just full of, like, you know, learning games, basically.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, well, why?
You're like a traveling college.
Well, you know, if I could carry encyclopedias, I would do that.
No, it's not crazy. It's good. Like, I
want to be informed.
You are. That's.
But also just, you know, be able to, you know, got to keep my brain active.
Moving. Uh-huh.
And not thinking about the bullshit. So.
There's a lot of bullshit in there.
So much bullshit.
I know. I don't like it.
I might as well learn some shit that I could use, you know.
So to keep you. So that's, I mean, that's. But books, most people go to the phone. Most
and
people.
Sex toys.
And there's
games.
Adult games. Just adult games. I know you've been through some shit.
You've been through some shit too.
Just knowing what I've experienced, and that's not even my own experience, what I've observed. Mm-hmm. Is like, you know, how, Tiffany? How? Like, what kept your eye on the prize? Because that is so hard. For just people without all this stuff, for real. Like, it's a mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing.
It is. It's hard. Look, it's not easy.
Yeah.
Okay? Never said it was easy, but try to make it look easy. But it's not easy.
Yeah.
You have to have faith. Like, that's the main thing. You have to believe that it's possible, right?
Yeah.
You got to believe. You got to have that. The formula is faith with a goal, right? And then start doing things towards it. You know, faith without works is nothing. Mm-hmm. It's just a dream.
Yeah.
So you got to put in the work. So if I just kept my mind on work, mm-hmm. and how can I work? How can I create? What can I do to, you know, become a better artist? Share, bring joy. Like, I just love bringing joy. Mm-hmm. So I believe I can do it. I know I could do it. I have the faith. I know I could do it. Mm-hmm. Now, what do I want to do with it? What you want to do with it? Mm-hmm. Now set those goals up, and I've set up many, many, many goals. And I just pick them off the tree. Yeah. I just go pick the goals off the tree like you go pick plums or something. You know what I'm saying? I love plums. Mm-hmm. Go pick the plums. Yeah, get the juicy ones too. Go climb up there, do the work, get the one way up there, get that one, and be like, yes. It's all cold and crispy and juicy and delicious.
I want a plum.
Damn. And then sometimes you get so many of your goals, mm-hmm. you get a little diarrhea. And mm-hmm. you got to be like, wait, let me climb my ass down this tree and reset.
Uh-huh. Got a tummy ache.
In the bubble guts.
You got bubble guts.
You
got to
take your time. Got to take your time. Because it's going to hit. Bah, 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 bah.
A toilet only can take so much.
Yeah, well, you know, it could take it all. It could take it all. Can you take it?
Yeah.
What can you take?
Mm-hmm. But that's the thing, like that, what you're just talking about, right? That mm-hmm. To me, listening to you, it sounds like that's just a divine spark that you have, because like circumstantially wise.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Circumstantially wise, like you didn't have a lot to glean from, like, you know, like the positivity, or like set that goal, Tiffany. You can do that, Tiffany. You know what I mean? Based on what, and tell me, you can correct me anytime. But, like, just even listening to you talk, you know, it sounds like there was, a spirit inside you from when you were born.
Well, I think it's genetic, okay? It has to be genetic, uh-huh. because, you know, environmentally, mm-hmm. there was not enough to really, like, get it going. But genetically, you know what I'm saying, something you can't help. Uh-huh. Like, genetically, I can't help that I'm brown, right? Ain't nothing I could do about that. Also, maybe in my DNA strand, you know, I've been doing the research. I got me a superpower microscope now. I'm finna be seeing what's up. But maybe there's a gene where I can't help but be, you know, entertaining to a sort, or annoying to others, mm-hmm. Bring joy, mm-hmm. or get on others' last motherfucking nerve. I don't know. Sometimes I just can't help being silly. I love being silly.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I also love being able to help.
Yeah. And you do help.
Yes.
By the way.
I use my silliness to lead to helping others in a healing or in a wealth way. Growth.
Well, not only by bringing people joy, like in comedy clubs, which is what we all see. Most of us benefit from. Mm-hmm. But that's what most worldwide, we're like, ooh, Tiffany Haddish, because you're silly. I mean, literally, I watched, ooh, what was it? Snoop Dogg's comedy.
Wait, say that again. I think I'm going to put that on my voice now. Wait, say it again.
Which part?
You said.
What's so silly?
Tiffany Haddish.
What's so silly? Like that?
Yeah, do that one.
Like, is that right? Tiffany Haddish. So silly.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, I'm going to make that a ringtone or something.
I'll leave you a message.
Yeah, I'm going to make that
Well, here's why I know you're silly. Well, because there is something you did that's so physical that you did on... I'm sure you do it all the time. You did it on when you did Black Mitzvah, which is, by the way, how we actually met.
Mm-hmm.
But you did it on the stand-up show you did with Snoop Dogg. and you walk, you did that part where you walk, you turn your feet, you had your shine, your glitter mm-hmm. heels on, mm-hmm. and you turn your feet inward, mm-hmm. and you walk on your ankles.
Yeah, on the side of my feet, yeah.
I tried it.
Uh-huh.
I tried doing that.
Uh-huh.
That's physically impossible.
No, it's not. You have to stretch.
I can't.
You have to stretch. You got to stretch. Look, I'm on the side of my feet now. You just got to stretch them.
You have.
Try
like,
and stretch them now.
I did. That's it.
See?
That's it.
Now just put apply a little pressure.
I don't have. You have like 17 extra tendons in there that I don't genetically
I've
have.
I've been practicing for a long time.
I love how. I'm like, how did you even find out that you could do that?
From where track and field when I was in high school. My track coach used to make us do our feet like turned in uh-huh. to each other, like toes to each other,
mm-hmm.
and then walk this way, turned out for like, you know, for like 10 yards, 50 yards, mm-hmm. and then like doing it back and forth like that. So your ankles will be strong.
And so that's
when you're running or you're doing a triple jump or whatever, you don't sprain your ankle.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And it feels good as hell when you do it right.
It feels good mm-hmm. to stretch it, mm-hmm. but in that bit, you literally walk. That's a big stage.
Yeah, and that shit felt great. You see them heels I had on? I needed to stretch out my side, my calf, and all that. That stretches all that out, and it feels great.
If you haven't seen that special, please go watch it, because eventually you just end up on your back straight up. Like having a having, I don't remember what the bit was, but the dude was getting a blowjob. And the thing, which I love, the way you talk about blowjobs, is so much passion and so much thirst.
Well, they are quenching sometimes.
Ooh, you love it. I do.
I do. I think it's good for the neck, you know, for the jawline.
It is.
I haven't been doing it in a while, so I feel like my jawline is not as defined as.
You are snatched. Your whole body's snatched.
Thank you. Thank you.
You look so good.
Thank you. I've been intermittent fasting.
Okay.
Cooking for myself, eating the food out of my garden, walking, jogging lightly on the beach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just for, is that for like a role, or is that just because like you want to feel better?
Well, it's for my knees.
For your knees.
For my knees. Because, you know, when I'm heavy, my knees hurt more.
Yeah.
When I'm light, I feel right.
Well, you look good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Well, you look beautiful. We already told you. You're going to a premiere after this, right?
Yeah, I'm going to go to a little movie premiere.
Okay, so.
Support some friends.
I told you, I'm sorry. I look like a hobo. I usually
would
have.
You do not look like a hobo. You look like Christina Applegate off of Married with Children.
I used to get that when I was in grade school. Did you know that?
In grade school?
And that, because that's when she like had her hair and she would take, you remember, did you? Okay.
Yes,
so when I was in school, like we used to, what I used to do.
The Aquanet. Yeah,
you
spread
took
it out
the
to the
Aquanet.
Side. Yeah.
You would hold it out here with your fingers. For 17 minutes, and then it would stick out like that, and that's how. And then you do your bangs just the same.
Remember
that? So people would call me Christina, or now I wish it was Christina Aguilera, but I almost did it. Christina Applegate. That's how old I am.
Oh wow,
that's not good.
But not in grade school, because that means you was under the age of 10.
I don't know when it was, but it was just in school.
I hope you was in high school.
I just said high school. You went to high school here in Los Angeles, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
did you go to
I went in Los Angeles County. I went to a high school in Woodland Hills, California. I used to get bused out there from South Central Los Angeles.
Damn.
Get up every morning at like 4:45, catch that bus,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, and get out there to the valley, get my education, and then ride that bus back home. And then in the summers, I would go to Crenshaw High School for summer school. You know, to remind me where I come from.
Now, why'd you go to summer? Did you have to go to summer school to finish that?
No, I didn't have to go to summer school. I just wanted to.
You did?
That's where, ooh. You know, that's where the black boys was. We do it for the boys.
You do everything for the boys.
I do.
I appreciate you for that.
I do a lot for the boys.
I appreciate it. Well, that's, you know.
I really like men.
Yeah, you call them
more than, like, yeah, way more than boys. I love men.
Men friends.
Grown ass men.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you dating anybody now?
Maybe. Multiple peoples. Who's taking me out?
Okay.
I'm about free dinners. Because you can only eat so much vegetables out of the garden. I like a filet mignon every now and then. I don't got no cows in my backyard. So nor the equipment to, you know, do whatever is necessary to get a filet mignon off of that animal. So, who want to take me to dinner?
I think a lot of people want to take you to dinner.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people.
Penis applicants only.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's medium preferred. If it's like, I don't want no parts.
Can I tell you?
I don't want no parts of the big ones. I like medium.
You like it's medium.
Yes.
Yeah, medium. Too big, especially with your jawline. That thing is going to hurt.
Yeah.
Got to break your jaw sometimes.
Yeah, I don't want to get locked jaw. Dying and shit. You know, getting cramps in my cheeks. You know, nobody wants a cramp in their cheek. Okay?
Because that hurts.
That hurts.
That hurts. I wonder if a guy looked down and you're down there like this.
First of all, if you're doing that, you're not doing a good job. Okay? That is not.
If you want to get out of a blowjob, just do that.
If you want to get, just don't do it. I mean, get out of it. You the one got yourself into it. But maybe not. I don't know what all the circumstances are, but for me.
Yes. No. Yes. Well, because you in the last Black Unicorn, you mm-hmm. talk so much about your ex-husband
mm-hmm.
in the book. When I was listening to the book, verbally, I was like, "Don't go back, Tiffany. Don't go back." Like, I literally was like, "Don't do it, Tiffany." And then you would say on the book, like, "Oh, get ready." You thought that was the end, and then you would go on and on and on. I was like, "Oh my god!" Like, I couldn't stand that dude. I really didn't. I was so passionate about your relationships. The one part, my favorite part, is when you shit in that dude's shoe.
Oh yes, yes. That wasn't my ex-husband's shoe. That was somebody else. Yeah, that was my ex-boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. I won't say his name. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Titus.
Titus. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a low-down, dirty dog,
yeah,
too.
I had to doodle in that shit. Yeah. I had to.
If you want to know what we're talking about, you got to go get the book.
But yeah.
You shit in somebody's shoe today. Like, if that were Tiffany today, is that something that you
would
do?
No, I would not shit in nobody's shoe today. Okay. No. If it was Tiffany today, would just stop talking to you completely.
Yeah.
Cut you off. Don't like just really be, when I see you in the streets, you're invisible.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That's what Tiffany today would do.
Yeah. So you just handle it different by
and
not even
call the police.
Okay.
That other part. The police is going to get called.
That other part.
Mm-hmm.
You come a long way, mama.
Yeah.
You feel good though?
I do.
Yeah.
I
you feel like calm, like you feel like settled in your own skin, and like, you know, like I think you and I are about the same age, I think, where you get to a point in your life where you're just like, I'm gonna settle in.
I mean, I got a lot to do. I still got a lot of goals to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I still got it's a lot of fruit in the tree I still gotta pick.
Yeah, you're still hungry.
So settled and like, I don't know, comfortable with who I am?
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Settled on what I'm doing almost.
Yeah. Why you say almost? Like
almost.
What's like that? Like what's that?
It's some things I got to do.
Work wise, spiritual wise, mentally wise, physically wise, or all wise?
All that.
Okay.
All that.
Okay.
There's things I gotta accomplish.
Yeah.
So
well you well, that's, well, I mean, but you seem like you're that kind of person. Like, you know, you also have, what other languages do you know? You know other languages?
Yeah. Japanese.
Who knows Japanese?
Hebrew.
You're
a little Spanish.
Uh-huh.
Probably a lot of Spanish, actually.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
A little bit of Vietnamese.
You're also a mermaid.
Yep.
Bitch.
Come next month, baby. Certified mermaid. I'm in these ocean streets.
Yes.
I'm going to be certified next month. I'm so excited.
Okay. When you certified. Say certified mermaid, this bitch, I'm telling you, Tiffany.
Certified. I'm about to get my paperwork. All of that. All of that. It's happening. It's done.
Yep.
Done. Mermaid. Tiffany had this mermaid. Official.
Mm-hmm. But what does it mean when you get official mermified?
Well, see, okay, look. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm trans aquatic.
Okay.
Okay, I identify as a mermaid.
Can't deal with you right now. Okay. Okay.
I'm also...
trans.
Yeah, I'm trans aquatic.
You are such heaven.
And I'm also trans steed.
Strand
Steve? Yeah, because I'm also identified as a unicorn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was part of the Steed family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Steeds.
Steeds?
Yeah, yeah.
S-T-E.
Yeah, you know, zebras, horses.
Yeah, all of them.
Anything that looked like, you know.
Yeah, a horse.
Unicorns.
Yeah.
Steeds.
You got
reindeers.
The whole animal kingdom.
I'm just saying. These are my spirit animals, and mm-hmm. I'm transitioning into that. You know, that's how I identify. So you can refer to me as...
But that's the thing.
You can refer to me as...
Give it to me. I'll do it. I'll refer to you.
You can call me Seabiscuit.
Seabiscuit.
You refer to me as Seabiscuit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
because
my God.
I'm part oceanic.
Yep.
And Steed.
Uh-huh.
And most horses are named Biscuit.
Uh-huh. Most horses are coming
most,
from
most
Kentucky.
Most is a very common horse named Biscuit.
That's true.
Biscuit is a very common horse name, and unicorns are related to horses.
That's true.
So, call me Seabiscuit. That's how I, you know, as a trans aquatic steed, that's how I identify.
You have transcended, because how I remember,
duh.
Me, no, but you have transcended from your transcension, which I, from a little bit ago, not even long ago, you were, what I heard you identify was you were a gay man stuck in a woman's body.
Yes.
So it sounds, have you transcended that?
Now?
Yes.
Now I am a gay male unicorn mermaid.
Yep.
Trapped in a black woman's body.
Yep.
But that's not, I identify.
Okay.
As Seabiscuit.
And I will refer.
Trans aquatic steed that loves penis.
Yeah. You're ahead of your time. Do you know seahorses actually have little baby penises?
Yes, I know. And they do.
They do.
Oh, shit. Maybe I'm a seahorse. Now I identify as a seahorse unicorn. I'm a uni-seahorse. I'm a uni-seahorse.
There is so much to do.
What is this uni-seahorse thing going on?
Okay, Doug, we'll go viral, but that's you're ahead of your time. There are little three-year-olds right now who identify as just that.
Uni-seahorses.
Because you know why? Because they live in a magical world of vivid imagination. They could be whatever they want to be.
Exactly. And that is the key to success. And that is the key to, like, overcoming adversity is being able to use your imagination.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you can use your imagination, then you can basically, you know, think your way out of anything.
Okay.
Now, you might do, some people might, they imagine, might, you know, might go too far. Some people might go too far with the imagination. But you learn, you should learn from your mistakes. I know I have.
Right.
I try my best not to repeat the same thing twice.
Yeah.
And I think I've been doing okay with that.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, how you think humanity's, it's changing. It's changing. Well,
humanity is always changing.
But changing in a way that people, this is my perception, is I feel people are losing their humanity, where people are losing empathy, losing compassion, losing, like, putting themselves in other people's positions. Like, there's a separateness that's happened with people. Like, I'm right, you're wrong, right?
But hasn't it always been that way?
Maybe.
Let's, like, I mean, it's kind of always been that way.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, you just have to choose to be different, choose to be better. I mean, but it's human nature to separate and to create groups, and my group better than your group. The ego get the going, you know.
Yeah.
And you have to check that. Like, you got to check it. Everybody don't know how to check the ego. Everybody don't know how to check, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They don't pay attention sometimes. They just act off of whatever.
Yeah.
So we pray for those people.
I was going to say, so how do you handle that?
We pray for those people, you know. And you know, especially ones that spew a lot of hate and, like, ill will. They're hurting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I pray for their peace. Mm-hmm. And that I become invisible to them. And maybe all the energy that they spend in trying to destroy me, they can use to build themselves up.
Yeah.
And leave me the fuck alone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't bother nobody.
Yeah.
Because I know better. And I might not shit in shoes, but I will release some crickets in your house.
With your mind Jedi shit, you will. I really believe it. I won't want to fuck with you. I don't.
I don't get revenge. I don't get revenge no more. I leave that up to God. That's God's thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not. But that don't mean I don't think about revenge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think about it often. But it's not for me to get.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
That's something I might dream about. I don't have a goal for it or put faith into it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Into revenge.
It's just a thought.
Yeah.
It's just a thought. I don't do revenge, though.
Yeah.
Just think about it sometimes.
You used to do revenge, though, right?
I used to do revenge.
Yeah,
that's how the dude who got in the shoes. And,
yeah.
You know, I might have called immigration on some people.
Oh. I won't tell nobody. Our little secret.
I did what at the time what felt right, but it was wrong.
Yeah.
Lesson learned.
Yeah. Well, I mean, kind of like how currently, like how we're like just in life in general, like mm-hmm. with your career, with where you're at, with your, you know, how you are physically, like, are you where you want to be? You know, and like with all the hard work that you've done. And like I said, you're not done. None of us are done until mm-hmm. we're dead in the ground. Right.
Right.
Like for sure.
That's going to be canceled for real.
Yeah. But do you feel like I want to kill people, but I do. I really do. Do you think you're canceled? Do you feel canceled?
No, I'm not canceled.
You're not.
I don't think I'm canceled. I can't get canceled. Only mm-hmm. one that could cancel me is God.
That part.
I just stole
that from you. Yeah.
If you believe you canceled, then I guess you canceled.
Yeah. But I think that's like the thing with what I admire you so much. I have my own theory on kind of like watching people kind of unify against. It's like the whole concept of I will build you up and then we're going to tear you down.
Build you up, buttercup, just to break you down. Whoa, 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 whoa. Ooh, ooh. Yeah, it's fun.
It's not.
It's supposed to be fun.
I don't like it.
You know?
I don't like it.
It's okay, though.
I don't like it, though.
I don't like it either.
I don't think it, but
no one, no one that experiences it likes it.
Yeah.
Trust me.
But that's what I'm talking about.
They want to see the build up, the tear down, and then, ooh, you're building yourself back up.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
That's what they want to see.
But this is the thing. Like, even from the history we just talked about, the childhood you got through, the relationships you got through, the abuse you've gone through, the career you've gone through, you have fought and fought and fought and fought. You've been very successful. But none of that has come with, again, this is just information that I obtained and talking to you, knowing a little bit about you and your story. And you fight.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, and even now, even when people... It burns me up. Like when people, the same people that built you up will tear you down. Like that to me, like how does it, and I think you're just a divine being. I really do. Like no one comes out. There it is, one in a million that are Tiffany Haddish. Like a little unicorn.
Thank you.
One in a million. Because most people do not make it like that. Like, and on top of what the shit you've been through and even currently going through, and you're still like, so what keeps, like, inside when you're by yourself, like, what keeps you being like, I'm going to hold my head up. I'm going to keep going because I'm an artist. I'm amazing. I'm talented. I'm intelligent. I am beautiful. You know, like, what? Because I know, and again, I could speak for myself, but, like, I'm in awe of it. I'm in awe of it.
Thank you.
So, like, you know, what's it look like when you're by yourself and you have to pull that thing in you that's like, we're going to keep on going. I'm going to keep on fighting. When most people are like, fuck this. I'm taking a nap. I'm done.
I'll take that nap. Okay. I'll take that fucking nap.
Yeah.
I'll take that nap. And then I go, okay, do you want to sit in this dirty ass room with all these clothes in the corner and actually wash them and fold them? Or do you want to go and bring some joy to the world? Do you want to go fight a good fight? Mm-hmm. I'd rather go fight the good fight than wash the clothes.
It's the truth.
Facts. Like, yeah, but I got to wash my clothes.
We have dishes in the sink too, boo. It's okay.
Now, I won't leave dishes. Okay, I will leave like 2 days worth of dishes in the sink.
Mm-hmm.
But them clothes, man, I got so many. It might be 3 months before I wash clothes. It'd be a huge mountain. Look like you could climb it right up to the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Comforters and quilts over there. So many panties. Uh-huh. So many panties.
You can never have enough panties.
Bras.
Mm-hmm.
That I've stolen from set.
Yeah. Because
mm-hmm. They say that like a lot of actresses don't wear panties to work. I wear panties to work. Plus, I take the panties that they try to give me to wear with the outfit.
Yeah.
And then I can have more panties to wear. So many panties. That I don't got to wash clothes. Got like 4 months worth of panties.
Mm-hmm.
So many panties.
I've never heard that actresses don't wear panties.
They don't wear panties.
Why?
I don't know.
They're gonna get
this. Somebody told me this. I don't know. Two different stylists told me. Yeah, they don't be wearing panties. I don't know. Maybe they yeasty. They trying to let it breathe. I don't know.
That's the first rule of acting class that
I'm
ever.
I'm always wearing some drawers to work. That's like one of your lines of defense.
I
keep coochie hairs there because, you know, that's God's panties. Yeah. I got my people panties and then I got God's panties.
And God's panties are which? How do you define God's panties?
Them coochie hairs.
Coochie hairs?
Coochie hairs.
Okay. I love that God gets a coochie hairs.
Yeah, God put the coochie hairs there to protect you from ants and diseases and to help with lube.
That's the truth.
Facts.
Why lube though? Because he does it. Every hair on our body has a purpose.
Yeah. So those hairs is a little bit different. Like, so moisture can hang out on top of them more, right?
On your cooch. So,
yeah, cooch on your cooch. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So that you got a nice glide, you know, because sometimes you might be having sex, right? And then a dude say something that make you dry like instantly. But because you got coochie hairs there, mm-hmm. You still got some glide left. Yeah. But you like, this has been over for me. I'm done with this.
Isn't that wild? I wonder, is it like the feathers on a duck? You know how water doesn't like. I'm like, what are coochie hairs made of? Pubic hairs that it just glides, that it keeps the juices.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's just the shafts are a little more like closed a little bit.
I have a feeling you put
a little
that
more coarse, if you will.
Did you put it under your microscope?
My coochie hairs? Yes. Yes.
You really do have a microscope too.
I do. I don't mess around. About that microscope life.
No, I know. If you didn't do what you do, if you weren't a comedian, if you weren't an actress, what would you like? What would the profession be?
I'd probably be either a scientist or a sex education teacher.
God, you'd be good at both.
Both of them.
That's
and I still can do it.
You can. Yes,
it's
you
never too late.
You can.
You see Dr. Ruth?
Oh,
she's still teaching sex.
Is she still alive?
Yes.
Do you remember?
I think so.
I don't know.
Somebody check the facts. I'm pretty sure she's still alive.
She used to.
I just seen her last year. Well, it was a Zoom, but still.
You were on a Zoom with Dr. Ruth?
Yeah, when I was hosting Ellen.
Did she come on as a guest?
Yeah.
Isn't that something? She used to come on. Did you ever watch like Sally Jesse Raphael?
Yes. I used to love when she was on there. And I used to stay up late at night trying to watch her show, trying to see if somebody's going to talk about something nasty. And everything she talked about was a little bit nasty.
So, yeah. And Jenny Jones.
Yep.
Jenny Jones,
Ricky Lake.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Is she still alive?
She's 94.
I know.
94.
She's I told you. 94 years old. Still talking about that dick. Still talking about fucking, bumping, humping.
Oh, my God. You're the next Dr. Ruth. You got to stay healthy.
Dr. Haddish in the house.
You got to keep shrinking though as you get older. That bitch is no bigger in a minute. You could fit her in a cooch.
She's super short, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, if you were a sex ed teacher, what would your name be? It can't be Tiffany Haddish. You got to change your name.
I got to change my name?
Yes. You got to go in.
Tabitha Harris.
Tabitha Harris.
Tabitha Harris, sex education teacher.
Ms. Harris.
Yes.
Hi. Hi. My name's Julie Swanson.
Hey, Julie.
I'm your student. Mm-hmm. And I just want to know, what happens when a boy penis sticks in a girl's vagina? What makes it wet, and where the babies even come from?
Okay. Well, Julie, I'm glad you asked that question.
Yeah.
First of all, when a young man and a young woman are attracted to each other, you know, there's like a chemistry that happens, a tingle that you feel in your body. Mm-hmm. You know, this tingle is activating certain nerves and glands inside of you. Okay. Ooh. Now, glands are important because you need them for certain things. They create hormones and help your organs operate properly, right? And they also create a certain kind of a, what some would call a mucus or a discharge or a liquid flow of sorts. Now, these flowing juices are necessary for your other organs to move properly without being damaged. Okay. It's kind of like, I don't know, oil in a car. Except this oil should be of a more clear and watery substance. Okay. Mm-hmm. We don't want it too white, because then we got a candida issue that we're going to need to talk about in tomorrow's class on how to deal with candida and yeast. Okay. Which is the same thing. Now, back to.
Okay.
Now. Oof. Once just started the recipe is delivered, inserted into the mailbox, if you will. Mailbox being pussy. I mean, vagina.
Okay.
And it can only be inserted comfortably for both parties if there is a juices flowing.
Like a water slide.
Yeah. Some penises, once they get a lot of blood in there, they start to sweat, if you will, perspire.
Ooh, okay.
A little bit. And then most of them, from my experience, get a little bit pre-juice that come out. Pre-baby batter.
Ooh, I'm horny.
Little pre-baby batter right at the top.
Yeah. That's pre-baby.
Yeah, looks like it's drooling, if you will. Like a runny nose.
Out of its one eye.
Like, yeah, just a runny nose. just dripping down. Uh-huh. Kind of gross. And so when he relieves his gland inside of your mailbox, delivers that recipe, if you will. If the recipe gets to your eggs, that's in your basket.
I got a basket in me.
You got a basket.
Got an Easter basket.
And a little, you might pop out with something.
Got a little baby Easter bunny.
My little babies come up out of there.
A little Easter bunny baby.
Might have you a little milk chocolate baby. Might have you a little white chocolate baby.
I got a white chocolate baby.
Might have you a little eggnog baby. You don't know.
A little hollow
baby. But that's how you make, that's what happens when a girl and a guy get together, and if it's a girl, then you're just going to have a slip and slide. Just slip and slide. And then if it's a guy and a guy, there's a sword fight.
But slippery.
It's going to be slippery sword fight.
But nobody gets hurt.
Well, I don't know. Somebody could get hurt. Depends on who gets stabbed. How big the knife is.
The wet knife.
The big wet knife.
Well, now I know how baby chocolate bunnies are born. Isn't that funny? Easter ain't going to be the same.
Well, that's what Easter's about. You know, the true meaning of Easter.
Is that how Jesus came back?
It's reproductive, and it's a promise of the resurrection.
Oh, my God. Jesus is a chocolate Easter bunny.
I don't know about that.
Oh, that's from that story. I'm wet. I'm sorry.
Really?
Yeah. You just went in.
That's how I would teach class.
Woo! Oh, my God. You could be a voiceover for just a porn app.
Really?
Just telling that story.
I'll tell you.
So many juices. Ooh,
juices. Love it. I'm not even horny. Damn. But I'm definitely got something flowing because my period.
We just figured out too. You're welcome, everybody who's listening. We are all on our periods. We are all bleeding. We're going to paint the entire studio in blood. What you think about that? Go all primal and shit.
That's nasty.
Like just
that's nasty
crazy.
And I ain't doing it. That's nasty and I ain't doing it. Sorry. My DNA will not be involved in that piece of art. You know, we're not actually talking about real chocolate. So what I am envisioning is fucking disgusting. That is a strawberry shake that I don't want to drink.
Oh my God. You talked all about imagination. I went full into mine. And
I know,
then
I popped out of imagination and it was gross. Okay, I'm sorry. I was in imagination land and then fucking reality hit me and I got sucked out of imagination land and was disgusted.
And you came too.
I'm
to
disgusted.
Me.
I'm just letting you know I'm disgusted.
I'm sorry.
And it's not your fault because I definitely contributed a lot to that and I'm sorry. I want to apologize. I apologize.
Apologize
to you and to myself and to anybody else who is watching this. I am sorry. That was nasty.
I want to apologize too.
I'm going to throw up.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Clean slate. Clean
we
slate.
Not vampires.
Clean slate. Clean slate. I was going to go say something nasty, but I'm not. We're going to clean slate it, okay?
Because you had... What nasty that you was going to say?
It's not even that nasty. Oh,
okay.
It's just a question if man
mm-hmm.
juice.
Mm-hmm. Baby batter.
Yeah. Could be any flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's my wife, Jen, who's like...
wait, okay. Any flavor?
Any flavor, any texture, any... Like, what would it be?
Okay, first of all, texture got to change.
Okay.
It's a little too slimy for me. It's like snot.
Uh-huh.
I don't like it.
Ain't good.
I don't like it.
Liquefied toothpaste.
Yeah. So for me...
Mm-hmm. For the unicorn that you are, what would it be?
I would love for it to have like a watermelon or plum flavor.
You love the plums right now.
Or even a nectarine or apricot juice flavor.
Okay.
And the consistency of watermelon juice.
That's refreshing.
Yeah, I would like it to be refreshing. That's what I would like.
Refreshing.
Like even like a minty.
Yeah.
Like a watermelon mint lemonade.
Refreshing. Uh-huh.
Or just a watermelon mint juice. Yeah.
Yeah. So on a good hot day. Put it on
let me
ice.
Do it again.
Yeah. I'm thirsty.
I'm so thirsty. Yeah. I would drink that all the time.
We're going to make that happen. In your world, we're going to make that happen.
I mean, is that possible for a man to taste like that? I don't know.
Why not?
I mean.
They do everything else.
You probably got to eat a lot of mint and a lot of watermelon.
Can you taste the difference between, and this is, I know, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but can you taste the difference? Is there a difference? Have you ever been with a vegan dude?
Yes.
And a not vegan dude?
Yes.
Do they taste different?
Every man tastes different.
Okay.
None of them taste the same.
Okay, on that note. Hold on. So, all right, here's what I'm going to do real quick.
Uh-huh.
So what I do is I ask people of your fans, basically,
mm-hmm.
of questions that they want to ask of you.
Mm-hmm.
So I won't get you too knee deep in more dick juice so you can get out and go to your party.
Okay.
Dick juice. I can't.
It's baby batter.
Baby batter. Oh my God. Are you going to do a special again soon?
Yeah.
Please say a stand up special.
Yeah.
Real soon?
I don't know about real soon, but
we
soon.
We need it. We need it. By the way, really quickly, that's how I first met Tiffany. I had the pleasure. We actually, a mutual friend of ours, Paige Hurwitz, was a producer on your show. And I've known Paige for a long time. Paige actually sent me a text and was like, hey, does your wife take photographs? Is she willing to do a job? And I was like, yes. And so, because it's Paige.
Right.
And so I texted Jen. I was like, yo, Paige Hurwitz going to reach out to you. Whatever she asks you, just say yes. Just whatever she asks, just say yes. And she did. And the job was you. And it was shooting your scenes for the backdrop of Black Mitzvah.
Yeah, and you were in some of it too.
I got to be in it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's when I first met you, and you came over to our little baby cracker box of an apartment. It's like 100 square feet. You remember that? Cute. Yeah. And you had your team was with you, and the first time I even got close to you, I made an adult baby diaper for you because you had to be a big old baby.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
So that's the first time I met you. And then we went to the taping of Black Mitzvah, which was, again, you had those shoes on.
Mm-hmm.
You in those shoes. You were carried out by a bunch of hunky men.
Mm-hmm.
And you did like 17 shows that time. It was inspirational to watch. It 17.
It was two.
In my head.
That's how long it was.
In my head.
She's like, and she's doing a whole new show right now.
No, it was amazing. So that's a little backstory on how we met, and you and Jen have worked together since then. But I haven't seen you for a while, and I really do mean that. You really look beautiful, and I'm happy to see that you're smiling. You deserve happiness, all of it. You work too hard. And I can't wait to see what you do next.
Okay.
I really can't.
Thank you.
Because I'll keep my eye on you.
Thank you.
And put out another book. Can you put out another book? I am putting
out another book. It's called I Curse You With Joy.
Oh!
Yeah, it'll be coming sooner than later.
I feel like I saw that, but there wasn't an audio or anything for it.
No, not yet. It's almost done.
I already peeped it. I really mean this. Please go buy her book, listen to her book, The Last Black Unicorn. I mean, it is chock full of, oh my God, so many, and Tiffany narrates the whole thing, and it is like you are telling that story just to me.
Yeah.
Ew, it's so good.
Talking to my homegirl.
Oh, you do.
Let me tell you.
And passionate.
Mm-hmm.
And you take us on a ride, and it is true, and there's so many times in there where you're like, damn, this has got to be, because my parents were divorced 4 times, separated 11 times. To and from one another.
That sex must have been fire.
I guess. Got remarried for the 5th time. And the cumulative, they were married 50 times. Or 50 years. 50 years. So that's like when you were telling your relationship stories. And my relationships, I'm like, get the fuck out. Just get out. Don't go back. Don't go back. So when you would go back, I was in the shower. I was like, don't go back, Tiffany. Don't go back. And you went back sometimes. But so go on.
I learned my lesson.
Check that story.
Moving forward always.
None of them deserved you. None of them deserved you.
But I needed to learn what I needed to learn.
And the guy with the little baby arm.
Mm. Oh, don't let me now. I'm going to go back if I run into him. I'm going back.
I heard how good it was. Mm. Well, okay, so here's the first person at PK Damisfit. I'm gonna say all of them wrong, so I apologize. What is the most humbling experience that you have had that in return made you push harder for success? What's this?
The most humbling experience that I have had that made me push harder for success. I would say when I bombed in Miami 2019.
What was my, it was
that? I did a comedy show in Miami. Mm-hmm. It was December 31st going into New Year's Day, New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And I bombed. I was exhausted. Mm-hmm. I was just not ready. She was not ready. She wasn't ready. And I talk about it in my special. And I feel like that was a very humbling, extremely humbling. Because all they talked about all over, felt like all over the world from where I was sitting, was how I did bad at work. You know, one bad day at my job. And there was nothing else for the news to report except Tiffany Haddish getting booed and people mad.
My what? Where in Miami? Was that like a stadium show? I never heard about
that. No, it was a theater.
It was a theater show? Mm-hmm. Was it your show? Or was it?
It was my show.
And it was an hour-long show?
It was an hour-long show.
Did you bomb for an hour? I had never heard nothing about
it. I didn't bomb. I wasn't horrible for the whole hour, but I definitely was not what I normally am.
Just because you
She was not ready.
Yeah.
Because I had went and partied and all this stuff the night before. Lesson learned.
Okay.
Lesson learned.
Yeah. And were they like mean? Were they heckling?
Oh, yeah, people were mean.
Or silent?
They were mean.
Oof.
It was,
So did you stay up for that whole time?
Yes, I did.
See, you? That's yes, the thing. I did. Every story.
Maybe 15 minutes too long.
See, every story you talk about that she was bombing, the lesbian show you did, like, yes. You bombed.
Yeah, bombed there too. Yep. And lesbians was like, boom. And they was like, no, girl, I got some dick for you. Yeah. Now get off the stage. Come on.
They said, we don't want to hear about dick. You went in more on dick.
Talk about dick even more. That's, double down. I double down.
Double down. That's what I mean. Most people would turn and run if they heard crickets or people were being mean to them. No. You're like, bitch, I'm standing up here the whole time.
You can leave. Here I am.
Man.
Here I am.
Okay, so that was your moment.
That I feel like, yes, it made me push even harder, make sure, like, I focus more, don't be out like that, like, you know.
You're, like, hungover, you're tired.
But still, that's inappropriate.
Yeah.
Well, and I could do better.
Yeah.
And I should never happen.
Yeah. Did you still do your material, or were you just, yeah, like, foggy? Like,
kind of doing it, kind of not doing it. My soul had left my body, yep. Okay? My soul was like, I'm going to go over here, you figure it out. I'm not doing it.
Yeah. Baller. Still a boss, man. You still did your job.
I did.
You still get paid?
Yeah, I still got paid. Okay. I might not have did good at my job, but I still did my fucking job.
I mean,
still did my job. And I gave everybody something to talk about. So many people made money off of that. Come on.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to look it up. I never even heard about that. I hear you killing.
You didn't see. You saw it in the special. I talked about it in the special.
Is that the one where the video screen, you were all hungover? You were,
yes,
doing it. That was it? Well, I never. Yeah, no, I knew about that. I didn't know it was that show.
That show.
But
humbling.
That,
but then I used it.
It killed it, Black Mitzvah.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. I remember, you were all fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You think you're outside, yeah, your hotel room or something like that.
Sure was. Threw up in the bushes. Yep.
Well, you brought me joy with it. I'm sorry. See? You were all fucked up. But like,
so,
you.
But that was a humbling experience.
Yeah.
That made me push harder.
That's
to do better.
Yeah. Okay, we'll do a couple more. I won't do all these. But this one is from at Moonlight Collective. And I don't know what this one means. Hopefully you will. It says, please talk about Fat Tuesdays.
Oh, Fat Tuesdays was here at the Comedy Store back in the day. Okay. It was going on for like, I don't know, 25 years or something like that, mm-hmm. for a long time. And basically it was like, you know, the Black Night at the Comedy Store, and all these super dope comedians from all over the country that you would see on like Comic View and Def Comedy Jam would perform. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing.
Yeah. Did you perform? Because Laugh Factory is like your home base, right?
Yeah, I performed at the Laugh Factory, but I would do just Fat Tuesdays.
Here?
Yeah.
Do you ever come back here to the Comedy Store?
Yeah, perform? I perform here. When, you know, the promoter contacts me and books me, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, good. Because I was like,
I don't think I'm a regular here, though.
Can we change? I think that Bobby Lee said he would change that.
Yeah, I
he
never could got a, I never got a,
I'll check in on that. I'll check
you
in
know,
on
I never
that.
Get an email for, like, availabilities and nothing like that. Like,
yet.
Requests. Thank God. Just from the promoters that, you know.
You're just energy.
Energy. I'm a generator, actually.
You are a generator.
Yeah, I did this personality test, and it said that I was a generator.
Did you really?
Yeah, I generated.
Scientology? Was it a Scientology test?
No, it was not a Scientology test.
Well, because I know you did some of that.
Yeah, I did some Scientology. That's a little different.
Okay, because you hold on to the
cans and take the energy out of a memory or whatever. They're not good at it, though.
Yeah.
I mean, not for me anyways, because I'm a generator.
Yeah.
I create energy.
You would have blown those little cans up.
Man, I did.
They're like, you okay?
Off the Richter scale.
All right, one more, and then we'll get to drawing.
Okay.
All right, this room at DMA Web. If She Ready wasn't your war cry, what would it be? Oh, boy.
If She Ready wasn't my war cry, what would it be? E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L.
E-L-E-L-E-L. Put it together real quick. I was like, if that was together. I like that.
Yeah.
Why that though? Why? Why?
Cause it's like
it's freeing. I like it.
It's dope.
Goes down to your groin.
Yeah. And it's native from Eritrea. For me anyways, as far as I know, that's where I know it coming from, Eritrea. Well, maybe they do it all over. But in Eritrea, when they see you coming, you know what I'm saying? I'm about that life.
This world ain't ready for you. That's what I think.
I'm here. So.
You're ahead of your time. You should
be ready.
She is ready. You've been way too ready. The world ain't ready. All right, so we'll do this real quick. So, like I said in the beginning, Tiffany. Mm-hmm. We're gonna do. It's called a no look drawing, and you can be as fast or as quick as you want. But the point of this is, the whole point of not cool and kind of and you. It's you're so free within yourself. Mm-hmm. Which gives other people permission to be free within themselves. Because I don't think a lot of people have that. Mm. I don't. And you have it. Like, and
thank you.
Meaning that you're like, yeah, I don't know. It shit, you just, like Teflon. Like, it just, like, it might come, and then it just rolls right off.
Like the movie Die Hard.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm still getting beat up here.
So, you can look at it once, right? I'm going to look at the canvas. I looked at it, so that's where I'm going to start. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to draw you based on what I feel. Just what I feel.
I didn't get it at all.
I know you didn't. You didn't even look. And it doesn't have to be right. Don't have to be wrong. It's just what it is. Okay. Okay. I'm kind of done. But I'm going to keep going. I am kind of done, but I'm going to keep going.
Done.
You just did a Sundance. You were just at Sundance, right?
Yes, I was. A movie that I just did called Landscape. I'm done.
Landscape. Did you produce that movie?
Yeah, I was a producer on the movie.
So now you're a producer.
I was a producer.
You're too much.
On the movie.
And you sing. Do you sing? You sing.
I sing. I rap.
You know, you were on the Lego movie.
Yeah, but I was on a Lego movie. I was in the Jason Mraz song.
That's another way. That's right. See, you just reminded me. That's another thing that we did. So I illustrated Jason Mraz song, and you rapped on Jason Mraz song. Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy that? Did you have fun?
Yes, I did.
You did?
I did. He's so sweet. He gave me so many avocados, girl. I love avocados.
All mine look alike. Don't get offended.
Okay. That's it. All right, that's like a Picasso.
That's the second time I've heard Picasso.
Don't be offended by mine. Help you.
Honestly, that's the body I'm going for.
Okay, she ready.
That's just one elephant leg.
I gave you some. You're supposed to be sitting in a chair, and you don't have arms. You don't need them.
That's the only. I have no arms, and that's the only way I have a big booty. So real quick, before you go off to your party, everybody, you have 7 million followers. But if they want to see where you're at, what you're up to, what you're working on, where can they find you?
They can find me at TiffanyHaddish.com, or you can go to Tiffany Haddish on any social media platform. Make sure there's a blue check mark. She ready.
Uh-huh. Okay. We love you, Tiffany Haddish.
Thank you. Love you,
go too. The world back for you. Just keep on fighting.
And my name is Tabitha Harris.
Okay. And I'm Sheila Jenkins. Thanks for watching.
Thank you, Sheila.
Thanks for coming to the Good Morning Show here in Dallas, Texas. And that's a sign off. Bert, the weather.
Yes. Well, thanks for hanging out with us here at Not Cool.
At TJ Maxx Fundraising Corporation.
Sarah.
Sheila Frank.
Sheila Frank.
Who's a sticker collector? Do you remember Sheila Frank? Did you ever do Sheila Frank?
You mean Sheila Lisa Frank?
Lisa Frank! Lisa Frank! I told you I get all names wrong,
yeah,
Tiffany!
I know Lisa Frank.
Lisa Frank.
I got the bomb ass stickers.
You know why? Lisa Frank was the first, almost the first, kind of our generation of unicorn. She was the first.
Yes.
Maybe not the first. She didn't invent unicorns, but she damn near put it on the map.
She made it hot.
Mm-hmm. She's back, by the way. Do you know that?
Yeah, I know. I know her.
You know Lisa Frank?
Yeah.
You've been holding out this whole time.
I know her. We be, sharing gardening tips.
Are you really serious right now?
Serious.
How old is Lisa Frank?
Older. They're nice.
Are you for real, for real?
For real, for real.
She a white lady?
Super cute.
She's cute? Mm. She, little as Dr. Ruth.
Super dope. Little bit bigger than Dr. Ruth. A little taller.
Is her name really Lisa Frank?
Name is Lisa Frank.
She's still doing stickers?
Still doing stickers, makeup, notebooks, binders, backpacks, Crocs, pants, shirts, pajamas, panties, berets, ponytail holders, tampons, trash cans, toothbrushes, merchandise, soap, suppositories. I mean, she got it popping. You name it, she doing the seasonings, cookware, you know, spoons, knives, forks, salad tosser, spinners.
Tossers.
Yes, you got the salad tosser, the salad spinners. Everything. Sheets, quilts,
sheets,
comforters, curtains, pillowcases.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing it all. Did I say bras and panties?
You said panties, socks. Not bras.
Did I say Crocs?
You said yep. Crocs.
And she doing an athletic trainer. Also, you can get a onesie, an exercise outfit, a wristband for your watch. I should have worn my Lisa Frank ring. Earrings, necklaces, nose rings, belly ring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you name it, she do it. Did I say foundation, eyelashes, lipsticks, hair conditioner, shampoo, all of that.
You didn't mention paperclips.
Antibiotics.
Birth antibiotics.
Control.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, Lisa Frank, antibiotics, birth control, okay, antiseptics, her own alcohol, her own peroxide brand. Yes, Band-Aids for days. All the different kind of Band-Aids with gauze and the Expando Band-Aids. Uh-huh. And she got it all.
She is red.
Doing it. Contact lenses. Yeah. Eye lens juices, earwax cleaner, all of that. All of that.
Yeah.
Hair
okay.
Dye,
no.
Conditioner. Did I say conditioner?
Not yet.
Detangler,
mm-hmm.
Hairspray, yeah. Mousse.
Yep. Hey, everybody. You want more Not Cool? Then go to Instagram and subscribe to Not Cool Pod and or on my own personal page, which is Sarah Hyland Rosenstein. And to watch the full videos of the podcast, subscribe to the Comedy Store channel on YouTube. And please don't forget to rate and review and, of course, subscribe. Thanks for listening and watching, you guys. Stay not cool. You didn't even get into the auto industry.
She got an oil mine.
Yeah.
She doing it. She got fish farms where she making Lisa Frank fishes. They all kind of colors. They
yes.
Beautiful. They it's are. Beautiful. Also, Lisa Frank got a farm. She growing nectarines and peaches and plums.
Yep.
Yeah, I love plums. She loves plums too. We be staying. I'm telling you, gardening tips.
Does she have a petting zoo?
No,
I want to go.
She don't mess with animals.
Oh, the one thing I bring up. You're like, nope.